Achilles. It's only the show. I'm here with Tristan. He's with the band called Requiem.
Yep.
It's just Requiem.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm confused. We'll talk about that in a second. And I just listened to their the latest effort, record, whatever. And I'm real excited to talk about it. What I want to ask you first is, like, can you talk about where you're getting all of this mix from? Because frankly, personally, I hear everything from Pink Floyd to Mars Volta.
Cool. Yeah. That record, our Populist Agendas, the most recent one, kind of came together in a weird way, to tell you the truth. I recorded all the guitars, which are a lot of them, on my own for what was gonna be like a solo record, and then I kind of wanted drums on it, and I sent it to a drummer who put drums on it, and then my friend Doug, who is amazing musician but also a very good producer and engineer, kind of took the guitars and the drums and in essence produced the record and added like some synths and bass tones to it. So yeah, you're hearing a lot of different angles.
I mean, like, there's a song called I'm just going off memory. I didn't write down the names of the songs in front of me. By the way, the songs have great names.
Good.
But the one that struck me in particular was called Mark Twain.
Things Mark Twain Didn't Say.
Things Mark Twain didn't say. Yeah. And you know, it has kind of a Western vibe to it. And it's like, wow, what a cool name for this song. I'm a big fan, man. That's all I gotta say. Another thing I wanted to ask you was, I'm gonna go back and listen to your previous catalog, like everything you put out before. Now, talking to someone who's about to do that, do you yourself notice any change or growth or movement within the catalog that you'd like to warn me about?
Warning, not so much, but it actually could maybe be a little confusing, to tell you the truth. A lot of our previous material was much more soundscape oriented and very ambient. And the drums are a new thing. So you know, it was a lot more just soundscape based. Still similar in vibe, you know, but the new record was a little more of had more of a rock influence, I guess you'd say, you know. So
Well, where are you from and where are you out of now?
I'm in Northern Virginia, right outside Washington, D.C. And that's where Doug is as well. The drummer is on the other side of the Beltway in Maryland, also right outside D.C. You usually hear us, we're from D.C., but it's all suburbs outside. You know?
Yeah, I live close to Dallas, and a lot of times I just say I'm from Dallas or something. But how do these songs come about? Like, what's the creative process? You mentioned you laid down for the latest record, you laid down guitar. Are you just jamming and recording, or do you think of something and you put it down? Or
I'm actually and you know, it's kind of in this record, I guess I'll just speak on that, you know, is I was in essence the core songwriter. And with it, it's definitely, to an extent, there is some jamming per se, but usually what it is I come up with a riff, or just a movement, you know, on the guitar that I like. And that usually has a lot to do with what effects I'm using, you know, so I might have a string of notes together that run through this one effect that kind of come up with something that I'm kind of like, okay, I think that could be a basis, you know? And then from there, I might jam to it. But once I get somewhere that I like, it's I write it down and I kind of listen to it obsessively over and over again until I kind of decide where it can go from there, you know? And for me, it's just how my life is situated. It's usually like I'll have a good chunk of time. It'll usually be like each song probably takes like 8 to 24 hours, I guess, to compose. But like I'll be doing it in big spurts, you know, like I'll spend either all night or all day on it and then set it down and come back and have another good like 8 hour work day
Yeah.
when I can, you know.
Have you always gravitated towards instrumental music, or is this just a thing with this particular project and you've got other projects with singers and all kinds of stuff?
I have like another project that something isn't complete yet, but I'm working on it, which actually does have vocals. But that's yeah, that is new for me. I've always I listen to a lot of music with lyrics, but I also listen to a lot of instrumental music. And even with and I hate to say because I don't want to insult people that write lyrics, but for me, it's I care more about how I feel when I listen to it. You know, so the vocals will just are always just another instrument to me anyway. You know, like what they're saying, like isn't that big of a deal for me. And so therefore, you know, when I'm creating instrumental music, you know, it's just like the guitar line can be a vocal line to me, or you know, or keyboard or whatever. You know, it's just another sound.
Yeah, I wish I had that ability. I hear certain words in songs and I can't listen to the song anymore because
I have that
that
problem a little bit too, so I
I
get
mean,
it. Yeah. And it's to an extent a reason why I do gravitate towards instrumental music to so when the words are at the front and I hear them a little too clearly and they are just about something, I'm just like, really? You know, or you know, and then it kind of the music could be amazing, but that can ruin it for me.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah, that's
yeah.
definitely happened with me. What would you call your music? I don't care about genres because I, you know,
Right.
whatever, that's like a whole separate thing. But what would you call your music to maybe someone who's looking to hope to get something from it? What would you call it?
Yeah, we struggle with that, honestly. We struggle a lot because with our previous records and music, if you just the term ambient, you know, seemed to fit. I don't think it fits in our current scape. I would say cinematic instrumental rock, I guess. You
Hey, that
know?
works for me.
Yeah.
There's a borderline psychedelic element, but you
True.
know,
Yeah, true. And
yeah.
also what's funny is when we were doing promotion for it, there was one song I tagged as shoegaze just because I thought like why not? And people during promotion and people seemed to actually identify with that, even though it doesn't have any vocals or anything. But
Yeah.
also I could understand it, you know, because it big reverbed wash guitar and you know, so
Yeah, huge
yeah.
spaces.
Yeah.
You know, just almost sounds like they're outdoors, some of them.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
Yeah, really. Let's talk about this band and your biggest challenge. What do you think your biggest challenge is for this band?
Currently our biggest challenge is our live performance is very in-depth. Yeah, how do I want to phrase it? Because of how it was recorded, to recreate it live, it took a lot of trial and error. You know, it had lots of layers that, you know, it's just in theory, we need 10 more musicians to make it work. So, we're able to pick the parts that mattered and even sequence some other things that, that were, may have been keyboard focused. So we kind of didn't feel like, we were able to sequence it, make it work. But what's interesting is, as of now, we don't even use guitar amplifiers. We run everything into PA systems. But we're not a popular band. So we play a lot of DIY venues that may not even have PAs. So we have our own, but it's a lot of setup. We feel visuals are an important aspect to music performance, especially when you don't have a singer, or a front person. So we have live projections by someone named Monica Stroik, who is a very good visual artist.
That's cool.
Yeah, and it is very psychedelic looking. So, and it's done live. It's not just like we plug a video in and just let it go. Like, she actually manipulates the video to the sounds we're making and things like that.
That's rad.
Yeah, so it's
Everybody
kind of
needs
an,
one of those.
yeah, I know. And that's kind of what we believe, it's just coming to see us, like we want it to be something that where is impactful, and just we I feel we're good at it. It's just hard to be an opening band on a bill and have all this stuff going on and be able to get it across the way we want to. And so we're struggling a little bit. We do it, but so that's
Well,
biggest
that's
hurdle.
cool. I had no conception of you playing live, but now I'm seeing like a Pink Floyd laser rock show with the visuals and the, can you talk about some of the themes and topics you're exploring here musically? Now, are you saying anything with these lyrics? I mean, lyrics, these names of the songs with the music, or do you have a like, are you playing word darts, or what are you doing?
Word darts is actually a good term. I want to pull up some of the song titles so I can kind of riff on them a little bit. I can kind of use so the one song that actually kind of billed as the shoegaze song that people seem to like was Suddenly I Have a Dreadful Urge to Be Happy. And and tell you the truth, the most of the songs, some of them were just word darts, like some of them were. But this one was more like, in particular, it was from real experience I was going through, having personal turmoil, as people do. And I was I was watching the Addams Family. And they had this one line, or and I changed the line, because suddenly I have an urge to be happy. And I was like, yeah, you know what, me too. So it came from somewhat of a place of dread, but the song itself sounded kind of positive, so I thought that would be a good correlation. Another one was Tired, Hot, and Bothered, and that one was just that one was
That is such a, you talk about ambient, that opening track, Tired, Hot, and Bothered is the opening track, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, it's, I,
It's a big sounding song.
yeah, it's spacious.
But that one, like, I actually heard a vocal melody in that song. And we're not opposed to actually having vocals. It's just at the time it hasn't worked out right. But but that was kind of the vocal melody I heard in my head. And I don't know, I don't want to get too far into it, but there's reasons for the title that were in my life. So yeah, I mean, it's a mixture of word darts and actual like poetry per se,
I had a another instrumental artist on who's gonna be released for tomorrow's show, and
Sure.
one of the things I asked him was, Well, one of the things he tried to do was make the word, he spent a lot of times trying to make the words describe the music for
Right.
the title, and
Yeah.
he had interesting titles too. But I think it's so cool that you're actually working stuff out here,
Yeah.
kind of like in a more traditional rock sense.
In a way. Yeah.
And I think that's pretty cool. Are you just on Threads, or are you like on all the social media, or how do you connect with your fans?
So I imagine Doug is actually what I connected with you on Threads. I'm personally actually not on it yet, or I have a name like a pro whatever. I don't know. So many social media, they're hard to keep track of right now, you know. But Requiem itself, our main social media is on Instagram.
Instagram.
Yeah, so if people, you know, I guess it's at Requiem Drone is our handle,
I'll put it into
and.
the show notes.
Sure, yeah. But and then honestly it's like the rest of us are personally on like Twitter or Threads or Facebook or whatever, and we kind of work it. But as a band, Instagram is really the only one we really kind of, you know,
Okay.
post on and try to be
Okay.
active with.
All
Yeah.
right. Well, I just want to know what's next. What's coming? What are y'all planning on? What's
What's
happening?
going on now is we're going to be releasing various singles. One's about 20 minutes long, so if that's what and that one's real psych rock, honestly. That one, yeah, kind of stoked on that. That one's a big kind of 13 floor elevators, you know, jam. And then we have some more that are more involved with our ambient work, but we did add drums to it, but I still feel it is ambient in nature. So, you know, very cinematic and broad reaching. And we should have a cassette out on a label called Histamine Tapes.
It's
Which
set.
is Yeah, which is stuff we did during the pandemic where we'd go to the various monuments in DC when no one was around and no one was out, and we'd do like guerrilla performances in front of them. And we recorded them. So we got like four of those that we're gonna put out. So all that should be hopefully, you know, things do take time and whatever, but you know, within the next month,
Oh wow, coming up
that
here.
should Yeah, they should be popping up. Yeah.
Cool. That sounds real exciting about recording outdoors. I've always had a hard time
Yeah.
recording outdoors. Well, man, I appreciate you so much coming on the show and talking to me. Like I said, I just listened to your album. I meant to listen to more,
Sure.
but it just didn't work out that way. But
Yeah, no, I understand.
I'm excited to listen to more, man.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, please do. And you know, and then there are other things we have that just weren't put on streaming sites. Just, but we probably will now. At the time, we just didn't want to, but we kind of changed our opinion a little bit. But you know, there are you know, we've done a lot of collaborations with people. So we have ambient works with like a celloist from the UK, Simon McCory. Which I think is really cool. And then there's a few other releases of that sort. If you Google it, you know, it can pop up pretty easy, I think. But yeah, but or I can, yeah.
I collaborated a lot for over the last 6 years on Twitter before it went to crap,
Yeah.
and I'm excited about that because it's just when you're making asynchronous tracks to a metronome over a long distance, and you can still make it sound like you're in the same room together.
Yeah.
I just think that's magical. I haven't gotten over that, you know.
Yeah.
But anyways, all right, man. Well, thank you. I'm gonna edit this
Appreciate
up
it.
and get it out pretty quick. It'll be out probably middle of next week, if that's okay.